We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Marks and Reese Show live from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia, our normal Friday hangout on an April 20th show. And we'll get going. You know what that means, Ike?
What that mean?
Means it's a holiday for some people out there when it comes to being 4 o'clock, 20 minutes after 4. So people will be out there.
Oh,
man. Maybe like the greenery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like back in my much younger days where I lived in an apartment with
Didn't we get a whatchamacallit, a notice about this?
Yeah, but we can kind of stick and move on it.
Okay.
All right.
I'll let you stick.
Right. Ben confirmed it.
What the hell was that?
I'm not sure.
Cheech and Chong, man. Come on.
Oh, yeah. The cop.
Chong, yeah. I'm like, what the hell is that?
So it's like, I knew people that used to have like the Olympics, the 420 Olympics,
yeah,
where they would go through all these events of doing stuff. And it's just like really, this is what we're doing with our lives? Is this?
Olympics.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous. But anyway.
Young people. Old people.
Middle-aged
people.
Well, one thing about this day that does suck is, and I'm not saying this just to, like, sneak this in, so my birthday is tomorrow, which...
Your birthday's tomorrow?
Yeah, no, it is. And...
Happy birthday,
yeah,
Ben!
Oh, thank
Happy birthday,
you.
Benjamin!
You and Vince going on another date to Chick-fil-A? Vince Quinn? No?
No, we'll probably go to the Burger King this time.
All right, cool.
No, but the worst thing about having a birthday tomorrow is when I was in college, long story short... When I was like, hey, like, I turn 21 tomorrow. Everyone want to go out? They're like, nah, we're done.
Yeah, they're all fried.
Yeah, we're done. Yeah. Every year.
Yeah.
Well, now that you're almost an adult, Ben, maybe you can go out and have a couple of drinks. And
a cocktail. And
yeah, enjoy yourself. So, Mike Juice. You know what
I
mean?
I don't know if he can handle Mike Juice.
Yeah, Ben, when you go out, what do you drink? Are you drinking like an IPA and you drink half of it and go home, or?
So here's my whole take on this: is I like womanly drinks, and I hate the fact that drinks have been assigned a gender. Even as I say that,
yeah,
like,
but hold,
like
but
why,
hold on
why
a
can't
hold on
I enjoy like a sweet drink? Why does that
you
make
can.
Me less of a man?
You can. Well, and that's. But what are you talking about? A rum runner? What are you talking about? Like there's.
What?
There's a place where you can have kind of the umbrella drink if you're outside or you're at a poolside bar. You can have a little bit more of a less manly drink, I think, in certain situations.
Let me tell you this.
Yeah.
Ben, it's not appropriate to have a drink with a damn umbrella in it unless you're on a damn island somewhere.
Right.
Unless you're on vacation somewhere. I don't want to see you with a drink with an umbrella in it.
But like the Appletini.
Yeah. Drink it without the umbrella.
I just don't really like beer.
I'm not a big beer person. Listen, I've seen Ben with a little alcohol in his system.
Oh, I bet he smiled.
Oh, was that the lottery party last year?
Yeah, at the what was it, Ben?
So that was at the lottery party.
Yes, at the lottery party.
And what they were serving, which is genius,
yes,
was they were serving Spike Shirley Temples, and that's like perfect for me. I like a nice sweet drink with little liquor in there.
He had like maybe two of them, three of them.
And this thing's powerful, man.
And I'm like, Chris, you see Ben? He's a totally different person right now.
Oh yeah, we got.
He was a totally different person.
We got to get him lubed up a little bit. All right, now, but listen, real quick. There's no reason why you can't. Like a martini isn't a lot of alcohol in that drink. You can do it. You don't want to chick it up.
And you don't need a damn umbrella. Stop it.
Exactly. You don't want to do that. If you're drinking a Cosmo, don't let it look like it's a Cosmo. You know what I mean? Get a nice fruity martini where it's still sweet, but you still have a lot of vodka in there.
And tell them to put it in a solo cup for you.
Yeah, do
a
double.
Red solo cup.
No, do a double. So put it in a pint glass.
Yeah.
Or ask for it in a rocks.
Okay. Like a good banana margarita from time to time.
Yeah, I don't do the margarita. I'm
not really a margarita
I don't like
guy.
The salt.
Yeah.
Oh, the salt's the best part.
Nah, I don't like margaritas.
Yeah.
Now, see, Ike and I like straight booze.
Yeah, I like ice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With my drink.
Yeah, you like ice. You like on the rocks.
Yeah.
Tito's on the rocks.
Yeah, I don't have time to be messing around, man. If I'm going, I'm going.
All right, so we started off
you know
the schedule.
I'm saying, Wes, if I'm going, Wes, I'm going to go ahead and go. We're going to get there fast, man. Got time to be pinky holding up and sitting here sipping a drink.
Well, people always ask what's in
cordial and
what's in the Ike juice. Sometimes there's nothing in the Ike juice but ice.
That's right.
I know your style by now.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you mix a little something else in there.
Yeah, every once in a while. Yeah.
But most of the time, Ike juice
is ice.
It's not very complicated. All right. Let's go back to the phones here. 76ers, how about this series, Joe in Bethlehem? What's up, buddy?
Hey, how are you guys doing this afternoon?
Oh, man.
What up, Joe?
Life's good. How are you, Joe?
Great, great. I wanted to call earlier when Ike was talking about whining. So I listened to Sirius and I listened to 94. Mm-hmm. I go back and forth. And where I was at last night, you couldn't really get the reception. So I had the feed from Miami on. Oh, my God. You would have thought Joel Embiid stole their firstborn. They were crying so hard about all the fouls he was getting called. It was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. He would, you know what, Joe? He would be really annoying if he wasn't on the Sixers, right?
Oh, yeah.
I would hate him. I would hate him. He's annoying. He's great having him as a Sixer.
Absolutely. You know, he's kind of a throwback player.
I mean, he is.
He definitely seems like he would have been the type of player that would have been really good, you know, with Hakeem Olajuwon and Dennis Rodman, that era of basketball. Because he definitely likes to talk it up a little bit.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, he wants to use a little bit of intimidation. He wants to embarrass you a little bit out, and I like it. If I had one gripe about today's NBA, Joe, I don't like all the buddy-buddy nonsense. I don't like all the fact everybody has the same agent. Everybody's got the same shoe deals. It's like dude, you guys are rich. You're making a ton of money. And it almost feels as if they don't feel a need to compete. Like, they don't feel a need to step on the other guy. That's why I love Kobe and AI so much. You know what I mean? Because
hated everybody.
Yes. I want to give it to you. Every time we step on the court, I'm trying to give it to you. And I blame LeBron for this nonsense because he's all about including everybody.
The NBA family.
Yeah, the family. It's us against the owners. Let's make it. And I don't mind the business side of it. That's fine. But it's taken a little bit of the competitive edge away from the players. It's almost as if the fans, we care more than the players disliking the other player. Russell Westbrook is another throwback.
He's a hater.
He don't like anybody.
Well, I mean, how many
I love Russell Westbrook.
How many guys would have come out and went after Durant like he did?
Right.
I mean, he wasn't not commenting or pretending that, oh, everything's okay or whatever. No, he came out. He was pissed.
Yep.
And he let everybody know about it.
Yep.
And I'm with you.
I love it. I love it. That's why he's one of my favorite guys. I like the whole competition aspect of basketball, right? I like that whole competitive, I'm better than you.
Your boy Magic in the offseason goes over and it's like, oh, yeah, we're filming a commercial with Larry Bird. Larry Bird wouldn't even look at him.
Exactly.
Wouldn't talk to him.
Yes, Bird didn't want anything to do with that nonsense.
That's great.
And you know the Pistons hated everybody.
The Bad Boys just took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Those guys, you know what?
The Knicks, they hated everybody.
They fed off being hated.
Yep.
That's what they wanted to be. The Knicks, Charles Oakley, Anthony Mason.
And listen, don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you that the game needs to be uglied up. I like the fact that the skill of the players is shown in this day and age,
right? You don't need just goons out
there. Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the idea of when you're in this, if you're in the regular season and it's March or it's January and you don't have the necessarily juice to dislike your opponent. Okay, I get it. But it's playoff time. And like Joel Embiid said, I don't have time to be out here making friends.
No.
I don't have time to be out here making friends.
No, he's not. He has such little interest in anything but winning. And he is one of these guys that – He's going to make contact with somebody at some point, and there's going to be a fight.
Oh, listen. But listen,
I'm not saying this series.
I would love to get them matched up against the Pelicans in the finals. The Pelicans, I just don't think, have enough to get through the West.
Nah, agreed.
Can you imagine Embiid against Anthony Davis? It'd
be a hell of a matchup.
Ooh-wee.
It'd be high. I don't know what you would do. Can he guard him?
Oh, he would. Listen, Embiid would kill Brett Brown if he didn't let him guard Anthony Davis.
But but
he's gonna have to.
If you're the Pelicans, you just Anthony Davis spends his time out by the 3-point line a lot of times. You can almost neutralize it.
Can't do that now, because you don't have Boogie Cousins.
Yeah.
So he has to play a little bit of center.
A little bit.
Yeah, he has to play.
He's their center right now. He's definitely their center. Let's go to we got Frank in West Philly. Frank wants Eagles schedule. What's up, Frank?
What up, Frank?
Yo, what's good? What's good, Ike? What's good? What's going on, young fellas?
All right.
Man, we're loving the Sixer win last night. We're loving the Phillies.
Oh, I was loving that, too.
Phillies win last night.
Schedule?
Listen, I love it when my teams win. Like you said, just get the Flyers on board and we straight.
Well, you might have to wait for that one.
Yeah, but see, I was talking about the Eagles schedule because me and my son was looking at it, and I'm like, wait a minute. They're going home, away, home, away, home. I'm asking, what the hell was the NFL thinking about?
And that's rare. I mean, they do it in smaller portions of the schedule, but the Eagles are alternating home and away all the way up to, like, week 10.
Pretty much.
Week 11.
Then they have two on the road. They have two at home and two on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here saying to myself, like, okay, we're trying to repeat. I don't know if we – I mean, that schedule looks a little – it doesn't look that blue, but – home, away, you really ain't got no time for rest.
Well, the toughest part of the schedule, I believe, here's the toughest part of the schedule. You're going to have to play the Vikings in a rematch of the NFC Championship game at home, and then you have to play. Then you got to go on the road and play the Giants on a Thursday night.
Short week.
So that's a tough, small part of it. And then you look at the last month of the season, you're talking about three road games versus one home game.
Right, and then I'm actually looking at that London game. I'm like, okay, they're the away team, the home team? Like, which one?
Oh, they're the away team.
That schedule to me, I don't know. Like, you played in the NFL, and, I'm a diehard Eagle fan, and you know what I'm saying? I love my birds.
Yeah.
When you played, I mean, I know that schedule. If you looked at that schedule when you're still a current player now, you're like, what in the world am I going to be doing? Like, no rest, and, you know, there's no rest for the weary.
I tell you what, though, Frank, and thanks for the call. Listen, they got two Thursday night games in there, so they have two 10-day layoffs. They got two 10-day layoffs. Now, that gives you got one short week. I just mentioned that, the Giants week. When you play that Minnesota game, is going to be a hard-fought, emotional game. It's a 4:25 game. It's the nationally televised game that week on Fox. So you know you're going to be up for that one. You better be up for that one.
But look at it this way. You have a short week, but you have a short week on the road at New York. You don't have to go to Los Angeles.
Right.
You're not going to Houston.
It's a bus ride up the turnpike.
Yeah.
Yep.
Makes it a little easier. All right, so we did the first four. Ike's has them starting 4-0. I went 3-1. Ben, what are you with this schedule right here so far? Are you 3-1, 2-2, 4-0?
I'm at 4-0.
4-0.
It's going to be tough for me to find a loss. It's almost like I'm picking which games they're going to lose. Like, there's not any game where I want to pick them to lose, but I know I can't end up with 16-0.
You can.
I don't know which game they're going to lose. Your sports stakes are pretty bad as it is,
so you can continue.
But no, I'm serious, though, because it's like I can't look at any individual game against, like, the Cowboys, like the Vikings, and be like, oh, yeah, they're going to lose that one. But I can't, like, tell you I think they're going to go 16-0. I feel like they're going to lose three. I just don't know which three.
Okay, let's not go back to him again on this.
All right, exactly.
Here we go. Give me the next four.
All right, next four. So you were just at Tennessee on Sunday at 1. Following Sunday at home against the Vikings, that's a 4:25 Fox game.
Ooh, big NFC rematch. That's a dub.
At the Giants, short week Thursday night, we just mentioned.
I'm going to give them an L there.
Home, so now you have the – now you have a little bit of a long week. Mm-hmm. Home, 1 o'clock against the Panthers, and this game can be flexed.
Mm, I like it. Give me a W.
And then at Jacksonville the following Sunday, London. And remember, heading into a bye after that. So you have at Jacksonville, who plays well in London, following week.
Now, this is a tough one. This is a tough one. That's like a damn – that really is like a home game to the Jags. They go every year.
Yep.
I'm going to get a Jags the W there.
So are you 2-2 in this stretch? You give them two losses?
Yes, I give them two losses.
So the Eagles are 6-2 at this point. I have them at 6-2 as well. I have them 3-1 in those four games.
Okay.
So 6-2, 6-2 on target for 12-4. Let's do four more.
I didn't mean to spoil everybody's London trip. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm not going to London now because you picked it. You picked Kessler. All right, so bye week? You come out of the bye.
Oh, Sunday night, boy, we are.
Sunday night football against?
Cowgirls, we're foaming at the mouth.
Oh, that's a win.
Oh, yeah, we just lost in London.
That's a big win.
Sunday night,
That's a Dak Prescott is like, man, I don't know if I'm good enough to be a quarterback in this league.
Feed me to the Lions. Yeah, that's a W.
At the Saints, following, and again, so every game pretty much from here on out can be flexed. So keep that in mind. But at New Orleans, 1 p.m. Sunday.
Early against the Saints. This is that game where you're like, I'm going W there.
All right, following Sunday, 1 p.m., Giants.
That's a W.
Home against the Redskins, Monday Night Football.
That's a W.
So you have 4-0.
Yep.
10-2. I have them, again, I'm just going to do 3-1 for all of them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.